Joining us in the studio, we love this time of the week. We know there's games started, but we do wait until the Gold Coast Suns play. They're playing Sunday afternoon against Frio. Frio. Two good songs.
Way to go.
Two great songs. Stewie Jew, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Stewie, we do want to ask you, last week, a great effort. Went down, unfortunately, by 1 point. You drew, but you must have been impressed. Four quarters of footy is what everyone wants.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're proud of their effort, and we want to be careful not to be proud of a loss. But, we lost two guys, well, they were hampered from the first quarter. So the way we outrun the game in the end, we were able to pepper them inside 50 but not get the result, which was disappointing. But like you said, I thought we played four competitive quarters.
Is it harder to lose by one than it is to lose by a big margin?
No, you want to be in the game. At the time it's a little bit more stressful, but you look at it and think, well, lots to learn, and even the players analyse all little parts. So when you lose big, sometimes some of that can get lost. So I think when the close ones, you can look at it a little bit more critically and look at what you could have done for the team.
Now, Stewie, driving into Metricon Stadium this weekend, we asked a few of the boys. We were lucky enough to catch up with them during the week. What song will they be listening to? Have a listen to a few of the boys, because we don't know. Because even during training, you sometimes have music pumping through over the whole ground.
Yeah, just for a bit of atmosphere. I think most people like to exercise to music, so we get a bit of that going. But some questionable playlists.
Have a listen to some of them. Here,
few interesting choices.
I remember always listening to a bit of Eye of the Tiger before grand finals when I was a junior.
So. Well done.
At the moment, it's A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, Pink?
No.
Hugh
Jackman.
That's
Hugh Jackman sings it.
Probably Oasis, bit of Wonderwall.
Old
school.
Don't mind a bit of Cold Chisel. Real classics.
Probably Red Hot Chili Peppers, I reckon.
They're
my favourite, so.
Probably Runaway Train and maybe I don't know, something a bit more new. Don't know, whatever's gone.
It's funny, like, the songs they choose, it actually really matches their personality.
Does it?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
When I heard, I'm like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Really? What are you going to be listening to as you drive in this weekend?
I'll probably whatever's on gold.
Yeah.
Stop
Stewie, I love it.
That's fact. But when I played, I was a bit of a mix, like Pearl Jam, but I was a bit on a bit of Neil Young at the moment. So because I'm getting older, so you know.
A bit of Harvest Moon.
Yeah, a bit of that.
Old man.
A bit of old man.
Yes,
I am getting old. So.
It's definitely a fire up song.
I tell you what though, I do want to ask you, Stu. So this is the situation. Spider has never minded his child Boston in 12
years. You make me sound like a
That can't be true.
It is true. He has never.
My wife has never left me in charge of my son.
Right.
That's amazing.
I know. It is amazing, isn't it?
For survival reasons or?
Yes.
I think so. I'm actually embarrassed now you're telling everyone. It sounds really bad.
But when you hear the facts back into your ear holes, it kind of does sound. So now you have a beautiful little girl.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're a son.
And a son. You're on duty this weekend.
I am, yep. Sarah's off to Byron with some friends, so I'm on duty.
Right, okay, all weekend?
Yeah.
And managing to coach
the
team.
Well, Sarah, she'll come back Sunday morning, obviously, because I've got to go work, but she's off. So I'm on.
He can manage a whole football team and two children. Have you got any advice for Spider?
Do they have bacon and eggs for breakfast?
No. I think Friday's an easy one because for school it's, she calls it Fantastic Friday because she gets lunch order. And then a little treat on the way home. So Friday is a little bit more manageable. But weekends are easy, feed them, make sure they've got fluid, good sleep, keep them away from the TV because that makes them go a bit berserk.
Yes.
So try, and if the weather's nice, it's always good, get outside. That's what I find, wear them out, run them around.
Okay.
It's not hard, Peter. It's quite simple, really. Is it?
It's called parenting,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
But I try not, once Sarah leaves the house, I try not to contact and because obviously she does the majority of the work while I'm at work.
So you don't contact?
Nah. Oh. Well, because the last thing she wants is questions about what needs to happen. I'm just make decisions.
That's right.
A good thing to do with the kids, yeah. Of course. Take them to see the Suns. They're playing Frio. Metricon this Sunday.